This is a podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information, visit our website. Frankenstein, Episode 4. Scientist Victor Frankenstein meets his creature.
Hello. I'm Victor Frankenstein. I've been telling you about how my young brother was murdered, and his nanny was executed for the crime. But she was innocent. I felt guilty because I think the boy was killed by my creature. Yes. I've created the most evil creature on Earth. Nobody knew about it. I was so sad and lonely. I missed those days when I didn't worry so much. One morning, I decided to go alone to the top of Montever, where I had an unexpected meeting. Oh, this was a steep climb, but I finally reached the top. Ah, what a view. It's fantastic. Ah, the air is so fresh. I feel so much better now. Who's there?
Oh. Here I am.
It's you, monster.
I came to talk to you.
I hate you. Don't you fear I might hurt you? Go away. If you stay here, I'll kill you. I wish I could bring back the people you killed just by killing you.
I expected this welcome. Everybody hates me. You, my creator, hate me the most. But if you do your duty towards me, I'll do mine towards you and all the other people. All men and women.
Duty?
Yes. I'll leave everybody in peace if you do one thing for me. But if you refuse, I'll kill your friends and family.
Horrible monster! I will kill you first! Running from me? You coward! Come here! I'm going to catch you!
Be calm. Haven't I suffered enough? My life is difficult, but it's important to me, and I'll fight for it. Remember that I am stronger than you.
Well, I have to admit that you are.
Oh, Frankenstein, don't be like all the others who are hostile to me. Remember that I'm your creature. And at the moment, the saddest creature of all. I see people happy everywhere. I feel rejected. I'm very lonely.
Because you are disgusting.
It's not my fault. I was good and had a kind heart. Suffering made me bad. Make me happy, and I'll be good again.
What do you want me to do?
Follow me and hear my story.
He led the way, and I followed him. I kept thinking about what he had just said. Well, he had a point. I had created him. I was feeling sorry for him, but I was also curious and wanted to know if he had really killed my brother. Maybe he didn't. We went into a hut. I sat by the fire to listen to his story. He looked happy to see me there.
Well,
here we are.
It's difficult for me to remember my first moments. I was so confused. Light hurt my eyes, and I realized it was the sun. I was hungry and thirsty.
Yes. The creature was like a child when I left it all alone in my laboratory. I ran away in fear when it woke up. Maybe I had a duty towards it. The creature was left to find its way in the world for itself. It learned how to survive in the forest, and it had its first contact with man. How did it go? I'll let the creature itself tell you all about it. That's what you'll hear next time.